difficulty of network deals. View was launched in 2015 as a cheaper version of cable or satellite TV. It was a test case for a TV alternative alongside Dish's Sling TV and later a slew of copycats from DirecTV, Google, Hulu, and others. But customer growth has slowed and even dropped for many of those services as prices rose and they added more channels. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And health experts say do not eat too much black licorice this Halloween. They point to an FDA alert that was issued a couple of years ago that found that black licorice can contain a chemical compound that can cause the body's potassium levels to fall rapidly, and that can be a problem for heart patients or those with high blood pressure. Yes, I'm in the club. And find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning at 11:03. It is 68 degrees in Flemington and raining, but not quite as hard as it was. And I am still here with us, which only proves I am not the Wicked Witch of the West. Did you want to comment? You made a noise.
I think your computer clock is wrong. Is a computer clock wrong? How can that be? A computer clock wrong?
But tomorrow,
impossible.
Tonight the rain is going to continue and be heavy toward midnight, and it will clear out for tomorrow.
So what do you feel about all these towns canceling trick-or-treating and having it tomorrow?
I'm feeling not.
What's your opinion on that?
Halloween is tonight.
Yes.
Tomorrow is All Souls.
When you were a kid, you didn't care. You brought an umbrella. It ruined your costume, or you had to wear something, a poncho. You weren't happy that it ruined your costume, but it wasn't going to stop you.
No, or we put like a costume over our coat or whatever, and you just did it.
Bummer. What are we doing to these kids? Please tell me that if it was cold or something, they wouldn't have canceled it either.
I do not know. But the rest of the weekend's going to be bright and sunny and highs in the low 50s.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
People always assume this is a Christmas song, Jennifer, but it was used in most Charlie Brown specials, correct?
Do you know which special it premiered in?
The Christmas one?
No, I believe the Thanksgiving.
Oh. This is Linus and Lucy by Vince Guaraldi, his trio.
It's kind of cool because you can hear him rolling the pumpkin in the background, like you have to know what he's doing.
Did you see it's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown this year?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I missed it too. Still not too late. Maybe I can see it tonight. I don't know. In my house, the tradition is to watch the 1949 classic, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, with Bing Crosby as the narrator.
It's pretty scary.
Must watching. It's very good. Great little couple of nice tunes in it. They faithfully like recite lines from Washington Irving's book as well. Disney at its best, 1949. If you haven't ever seen it, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. It's actually paired with The Wind in the Willows. They're two stories together to make a full movie that I guess they put out in theaters in 1949. So Kenneth Graham's Wind in the Willows was his first, and then Washington Irving's The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Good morning and welcome to the library show. See, I'm talking about books, Jennifer.
You are.
Sorry, Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents. You can keep playing in the background if you want.
Yeah,
as long as it's not drowning me out.
I'm going to. I just couldn't hear it.
Okay. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, happy Halloween, everyone. It's the last day of October, which means it's time to tell you about all of our great events coming up in November for kids and adults. The registration deadline for the HCL Gingerbread Competition is Friday, November 15th. There's a $200 craft prize. There's a $200 cash prize for Best in Show, so you're going to want to enter that. We'll give you all the details. Jennifer says to find Will Smith in the snow, just look for fresh prints. Holiday concerts at HCL and NCB. The Friends Trick-or-Treat raffle was last week, and we'll tell you how it went. Gingerbread Craft Day. We've got some Halloween trivia. And more on today's library show. Let's kick it off with this, Jennifer. Do you know how?
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jennifer. Oh, did I neglect to say that? I've said good morning to you probably six times today already.
I know, but not publicly.
Okay, the Tricky Chair raffle was last weekend, the Friends' big fundraiser. Do you have any idea how it went?
No.
You don't?
I know Pam from the print shop won something, but that's it. It was on Facebook.
Did Pam say how good it was?
No, I just saw it on Facebook.
Talk at all about it. Nothing through the grapevine?
Nothing.
Really?
By this time for a book sale, we don't hear anything.
All right, well, hopefully it went well. The Trick or Treat raffle is one of the two big fundraisers of Friends do every year. The other one, of course, being the book sale in April, May, every year. So we thank the Friends for their hard work, and hopefully they made a lot of money so I can spend it on programs.
This money's going to STEM.
And services. Oh, yes, the money goes toward our youth programs, STEM services, and also museum passes, I think.
And e-books, yes.
And e-books as well. So those are good causes as well.
So before we get too far in, I've got a Halloween joke for you.
Go ahead.
How do you get a one-armed ghost down from the tree?
How do you get a one-armed ghost down from a tree? One-armed ghost. One-armed. Whoa, I don't know.
You wave at him. And then you hope he waves back at you.
Getcha. I never would have got there.
Well, I heard it last night on 101.5. This man, Andy from Flemington, calls in every week.
You're assuming the ghost is friendly.
Exactly.
Ghosts, I think, in general, are not friendly.
You
should say, throw it a ball or something. I don't know.
Anyway. And as you mentioned, it is almost November 1st. And
yes.
This ties into your gingerbread.
Well, let's talk about Halloween before it passes. Again, it's my 55th Halloween on this good earth.
56th.
56th?
Sure.
Is that how you count it?
Well, because your first one, you were zero. You were just a few months old.
Yeah. No, So
July of whatever you were.
Like November.
Yeah, so you were a child then.
No, I wasn't.
You were an infant.
When does life start, Jennifer?
When you're born. So you were born. So I was born
in July of 64.
So 64, 65, 66.
All right, okay, I believe you. Let's not count 56 years from 1964.
Go ahead.
Gotcha, I believe you. Math is my strong suit. So Halloween, what are your Halloween traditions? I told you mine. And the kids are all grown and away. Do you get trick-or-treaters at your house?
No, we never have.
You never get trick-or-treaters? You're in a pretty...
But they all go to Flemington.
For the Broad Street.
Yeah,
not canceled tonight, is it?
No.
Good. It's a Broad Street.
We even have kids on either side of us. And we had kids across the street. Nobody. Nothing.
Do you have candy just in case?
Nope.
What? I buy candy just in case.
Yeah, I know, but then you have to eat it.
I know. Exactly. So Broad Street Flemington, famous for all the houses get all decorated.
And they
close the streets and the kids can walk up and down. And it's right after the Halloween parade, which they have down Main Street every year, which I'm hoping is still on as well.
Did you go up Maple Avenue yet? Maple, like between Broad Street and Park.
I thought they sold that house and the people who moved in there are still as into Halloween as the other people.
Oh, the three houses on the left are really decorated.
Okay.
Not quite as elaborate, but... Yeah.
So if you live on Broad Street in Flemington, this is your high water mark of the year, Halloween. And, of course, Lambertville as well does a big deal on Union Street, I guess. Is that what street it is?
Mm-hmm. And Frenchtown shuts Harrison Street down.
So Halloween, I'm glad to see that it's not fallen by the wayside. This seems like one of these holidays that, at this point, people would not care about anymore. I'm glad they're trying to keep it alive, so to speak. Keep it undead. Okay, let's go to our first commercial break. We're not going to go through our first commercial break.
Let me quick tie up the book, the November 1st.
Your clock is wrong. Go ahead.
We're going by my clock. The bookmark will be out tomorrow, the Jim Thatch bookmark for November.
The 385th or 6th?
Well, when I saw it.
87th? 387, I think.
387? Wow, 300 didn't seem that long ago. I said, why are there gingerbread houses on here? Gingerbread's December.
Exactly.
But then it was advertising the contest.
Exactly, Jennifer. The bookmark can be used for monetary gain as well.
That is correct.
So, yes, it's November's bookmark has a gingerbread theme because we have two gingerbread events coming up. The gingerbread competition, which we do every year, which I'd like to talk about in length, but I don't have can do it in a minute and a half here, Jennifer.
Go ahead. And I think there's HCLs in the bookmark.
Yeah, I believe that's right. So too easy this year. So the gingerbread competition I mentioned at the top of the show, the entry deadline is Friday, November 15th. So when you see the gingerbread bookmark, don't think I'm rushing to Christmas, which I have no problem doing. But the gingerbread competition is what I'm advertising, as well as Gingerbread Craft Day. But we'll get to that in a moment. So the gingerbread competition is sponsored by the Friends of HCL and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. We've been doing this every year for the past several years. There's several categories. There's a kids-only category, students category, adult category, a family category, a great family project, and that's our most popular one, a group category like a school group or scout group or business group, and then a professional category. We'll have first place prizes in every category, as well as the aforementioned $200 cash grand prize for the best in show. You have two choices of what to make. You can make a Hunterdon County scene or building. The Chamber of Commerce would like that since they're one of our sponsors. Or you can make a scene or a building from a storybook or a novel since the Friends of the Library are our other sponsor. If you don't know how to make gingerbread or icing, there's a recipe right on the entry form. Entry forms are available online at hclibrary.us. There's a link right on the homepage to the entry form. You fill it out, send it in to us by November 15th, and you are in and eligible to win that $200. That could come in handy for Christmas shopping. Or just stop by into the library as the entry forms are available in the lobbies. It's a lot of fun. We hope to see you and what you create this December. The entries will be on display at the Hunterdon County Library throughout the month of December. We decorate the main gallery beautifully, as well as the whole library, because Hunterdon County Library really gets in the holiday spirit. Jennifer and I love Christmas, and it shows by all the concerts and programs and gingerbread competitions and decorations that we put up, starting not as soon for my liking, but starting pretty soon. Okay, so now it's time for first commercial.
Now that you've made me complicit in your Christmas crazy.
Oh, no.
We will be right
back. I thought that wasn't a problem with you.
No, I'm teasing you.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to use the word complicit. We'll be right back after this message.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm sitting with Jennifer Winbear. It's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer and you at home questions about events that have happened on the current date. And we all know today is October 31st, 2019. I'll ask you about some events that happened on October 31st in years past, and also give you some names of people who were born or who have died on All Hallows' Eve. See if you know who they are just by hearing their name. Let's go back to 1517, Jennifer. October 31st, the Protestant Reformation. Martin Luther posts his theses on the door of the Castle Church. What's so funny about that?
Because sometimes if James, our director's on vacation, instead of sending him a long email, I'll just handwrite it or type it up and I'll stick it on his door. And he says, Jennifer Martin Luthered me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. Then you should get this question. Here's my question. How many theses were there that he posted on the door at the Castle Church in Wittenberg?
100.
Close. 95. 1864, we admitted our 36th U.S. state on October 33rd, 1864, right during the Civil War. Jennifer, what state are we talking about?
The great state of Texas.
Incorrect. You're going to go further west.
Colorado.
Further west.
California.
Further east.
Now I'm guessing Nevada.
Correct. Hot, warm, or cold? 1922, who's made Prime Minister of Italy?
Mussolini.
Very good. Benito Mussolini. 1941, Jennifer, after 14 years of work, what U.S. landmark is finished and ready to go? Took 14 years to do.
27. Mount Rushmore.
Correct.
Yay.
Very good. 1941, Jennifer.
1941?
Yeah, same year. Same day. The same day that Mount Rushmore is completed. This is as happy news as this. I can't tell you. I'm just going to tell you because I only put this because there's a song. World War II, the destroyer, the USS Reuben James, is torpedoed by a German U-boat near Iceland, killing more than 100 U.S. Navy sailors. It's the first U.S. Navy vessel sunk by enemy action in World War II. And the reason I know that, because the Kingston Trio, I'm a fan of the Kingston Trio, and they wrote a song about the Reuben James, like an upbeat song. Have you ever heard it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can play it later.
Okay.
Have you heard of the ship called the Good Reuben James? It's kind of... She flew the stars and stripes of the land of the free, but tonight she's in her grave at the bottom of the sea.
Not.
Those folkies like, just had causes to sing about. Then 2011, Jennifer. The United Nations recognizes October 31st, 2011... As we reached a milestone for a global population, they call it the day of how many people on Earth?
1 trillion.
Yeah, you're 3 billion off. 7 billion.
Wow.
7 billion people was the global population in 2011. I wonder what it is today.
It's also...
I don't think we've reached 1 trillion, though. I think we would have heard about that.
It's also World UNICEF Day.
Is it? Every Halloween.
Did you ever collect...
Since 1960.
Did you, like, collect UNICEF boxes when you were a kid?
I remember them. I never did it.
That's shocking.
Why? Because I like candy? I didn't like my fellow men back then. No, but I remember kids coming, you'd give them pennies or whatever.
Yeah.
And they still do that, huh?
I don't know. And then you did rice bowls at church after that.
What?
A little cardboard rice bowl you put money in for the hungry children.
Oh, yeah? Nice. You're a better person than I am, Jennifer. Born in the state in 1912, Dale Evans.
She was the wife of Roy Rogers. Her horse's name was Trigger.
And that was Roy Rogers.
Oh.
Horse's name.
Buttercup?
Something like that. Buttermilk, maybe?
Yeah.
Not sure.
She sang with
him. Yep. Very good. 1912, Ollie Johnston. You'll never get this one.
Then why did you give it to me?
Because I knew who it was.
I don't
know. He's an American animator, Jennifer. One of Walt Disney's nine old men that animated a lot of the classic Disney movies.
Happy birthday,
Ollie Johnston.
1930,
Michael Collins was born.
Is he the Irish revolutionary?
Incorrect.
No.
He was the third man up there when Aldrin and Armstrong were walking around on the moon. He was man in the ship, Jennifer.
See, he was doing the important stuff and nobody...
Yep. 1931, Dan Rather was born.
He was a news pronouncer.
News pronouncer?
That's the way the world is.
Walter Cronkite. He had a weird thing for a while. He used to say at the end of his broadcast something like courage or something like that.
He's an author now, too.
He's very critical of our current president. 1936, Michael Landon. This one just for you.
He was Little Joe and Bonanza. He was in Little House on the Prairie. He was in Highway to Heaven.
Oh, you know more about him than Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
1942, David Ogden Steers. This is another one for you.
He was one of the voices in Beauty and the Beast. He was Charles. I can't think of his last name.
I need that last
name.
MASH.
He had a sister, Noria, in MASH.
I can't remember his name in MASH.
No.
Also, the name of a gun.
No, because I just keep thinking Charles Nelson Reilly.
Winchester. 1943, Brian Piccolo was born.
He was a football player.
Very good.
There was a.
If it's a sad story, Jennifer knows
I know.
It.
There was a movie, Brian's Song.
Yes.
We showed that.
If Brian Piccolo lived a happy life, Jennifer would not know who he was.
Back in the 80s, the library used to show movies outside, and they showed that one.
Did they? Mm-hmm. Billy Dee Williams as Gail Sayers. 1950, John Candy.
He was a movie star. He was in Saturday Night Live.
Okay, that actually leads me to a trivia question for you. Let's just sit on it right here. The final question at Halloween trivia last night was this, Jennifer. John Candy appeared in 14 films that grossed over $40 million in the U.S. How many of those films can you name? You had to name seven. Only one team got this right.
Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
That is one.
Is he in Caddyshack?
No.
No, I'm not going to get it.
Really? Okay.
I could have told you he was... Wasn't he the host of Family Feud one time?
No.
No?
That was Louis Anderson.
Oh, okay.
So not a Candy fan, huh?
No.
So I said this was because of Halloween.
Candy.
So Home Alone.
Okay.
JFK. Cool Runnings. The Blues Brothers. 1941. Stripes.
Was it 1941?
Yeah.
Huh.
Stripes. Uncle Buck. Splash. Vacation.
He was the one that
got to Wally World.
Oh, he was. I was just going to say the Wally World.
Yeah, he was the security guard. Rookie of the Year, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, the one John Candy movie Jennifer knows. The Rescuers Down Under, Brewster's Millions, and The Great Outdoors. John Candy. Born on the state in 1950, and then finally born on the state in 1961, Peter Jackson.
See the director of The Hobbit?
Wow, very good.
Australian.
And the Lord of the Rings trilogy,
yes.
Most famous for it, among a lot of other things. King Kong, I think there's some other ones, but Lord of the Rings trilogy, his most famous work. And then died on the state in 1879, Joseph Hooker.
He was a Civil War admiral, Navy.
Civil War
general.
Very good. Mostly successful, though. He did get... whipped by Lee, I believe, at Chancellorsville. I think that was his. Other than that, I think he had a pretty good record. 1926, Harry Houdini ironically dies on October 31st.
He was an escape artist.
So did he die the way the legend says, that someone punched him in the stomach?
I don't.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Okay.
Never seen the autopsy report.
1988, John Houseman was born?
No, he died.
Oh, I'm sorry, he died.
I don't. He's probably a movie actor, but I don't know.
I think a movie television actor, I'm most famous for The Paper Chase. The professor in The Paper Chase, remember? Mr. Hart, you're late, or I don't know. And in 1993, River Phoenix died on Halloween.
He was a movie star, Joaquin Phoenix's brother, River Phoenix, I don't know.
Name one film.
Nope.
Just one.
Not gonna happen.
A Stephen King short story made into a movie? But three kids that go looking for a body?
Stand By Me?
Yes. Stand By Me.
Okay.
Starring River Phoenix. And that's today in history. Happy Halloween.
I got a couple things.
Thanks.
To talk about.
That sounds good.
Okay. At the beginning of the show, you always talk about community support.
I do.
And to that end,
I mean it too, by the way.
We want to know what the community thinks. So on November 16th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, we're going to have a community conversation. Stop in. Tell us what you think about the library, what you'd like to see, what you love about it, what you don't like so much. And then we're going to have a survey online. It'll be on our webpage. We'll probably put it on a couple other webpages. Maybe the Chamber will put it on there.
Are you writing the survey?
I have written a good chunk of it, yes.
Have you?
James is tweaking it right now.
I couldn't have helped with that if you wanted me to.
You didn't volunteer when I asked.
When was this?
At the first meeting we had for strategic planning, James said, anybody who wants to help Jennifer with the survey, let them know.
Okay, I guess I thought there'd be an email going out about that.
Nope. So,
I said I'd help with focus groups.
Right.
Oh. That doesn't count?
Yes. No. So, when you see the survey either in your email box or online,
throw it out. No, I'm kidding.
Go ahead. It's going to be too long to print, so if you're
really
having trouble filling it out online, come on into the library and we'll help you fill it out.
Can you fill that out online?
You have to fill it out online.
Okay, good.
It's running.
So this is going to help not just us, but it's going to help you have a better library, a better community center, make the library fit in today's time.
We honestly want to know what you're looking for or where we're lacking. We don't want everybody who loves the library to say, I love the library.
Right.
Terrific.
We're happy for those people, but we want to make sure we're being efficient in serving you.
Right. And if you haven't been to the library in a long time, we want to know why not. What would get you to come back?
Yes.
So.
Yes, we're concentrating on that. That should be one of our main focuses.
Look ahead. The other thing is, on Monday, we're starting a brand new service. It is called Open Borrowing. And many people know you can request a book we have in the system. You can request a book we don't own that's new and we'll buy it for you, or a DVD. If you want library material that's older that we don't have, we'll try an interlibrary loan it for you, getting it for a library. We'll start in New Jersey and then we'll go out of state if we need to. But open borrowing is, you come to the headquarters library and you say, you know what, I go to work every day. I drive past the Long Hill Library in Sterling, New Jersey, every single day. I'd love to be able to use it on my lunchtime. We'll put a green sticker on it. You walk into Long Hill. They register you. You can check out materials from there. So we are doing it with the libraries in four libraries in Warren County Library System, Blairstown, the one on 46, the new one just across 22, right outside of Phillipsburg, and the headquarters in Belvedere, and the Hackettstown Library also participates because they're part of the consortium known as Maine, which is centered in Morris County. Also a consortium known as LMXAC, which is mostly libraries in Middlesex County. And if you're ever up in Sussex County or you find yourself in Passaic, the Pals Plus Libraries. There's over 75 libraries involved, close to 90 now that we're involved. You can go to openborrowing.org and get a complete listing of all the libraries. And in turn, if someone is listing in Warren County and you're actually closer to the North County Branch Library, go into your library, get a green sticker put on your card, and come on down, and we'll let you check out. And if you, say, did find yourself just visiting someplace, and you took an item out, and you're like, I don't want to take it out because I don't want to return it here, you can return it to us, and then we'll get it back to the other library. No problem.
It sounds like a great thing.
It does. And guess who had the first green sticker on her card? Me.
I'm just kidding. So it's good. That's something you've been pursuing for a while?
It's something we had talked about under the previous administration, and they weren't excited about it.
So are there any pitfalls for this? Or?
I haven't found one. I mean, it was a lot of work for me setting up, but now that that's...
I don't care about your personal pitfalls.
No, I know.
And for our patrons.
I don't see any. I honestly don't
see any. Okay, very good. I mean, like, the logistics aren't too unwieldy?
Once the staff gets their head wrapped around it, it really isn't.
Okay.
For the patron, it isn't. You check a book out, you return it.
Very good. That's a great thing. Good job, Jennifer. Kids, 11:35. Jim Gannot will be in about 20 minutes with his show, Taking Care of Business. In the meantime, we have more library. Why can't I say library all of a sudden? Library business to take care of. Let me tell you about...
Because you've been saying Winberry.
Winberry and library.
Library.
That could be it. I don't say Winberry. I just say Jennifer.
Oh, okay.
As much to the chagrin of your aunt or whoever told me to stop saying it.
When are we taking Manhattan Short Film Winners off the website?
I don't know.
It's like
today? Yes, we need to update that. We're getting a new webpage eventually. Hopefully by sometime early in 2020, the Huntington County Library will have a new webpage
so
with all the same great information, a different package.
So if you have a comment on the webpage, put it in the survey.
Sure. Is there a question about it?
I think it's just do you use it or something.
Oh. Gotcha. Maybe we should get a little more...
I don't know.
Specific about questions about the webpage. I think that'd be a whole section.
I know, but we've got so many whole sections. You know, we want people to answer these questions. There's room for comments with each question.
I bet there is. Okay, we have concerts coming up in November, like we do every month in the fall and winter and spring and summer. So all year long. But we have two evening concerts at the Huntington County Library. As well as our afternoon concert series starring Fred Miller. He'll be showing up, I believe, right around November 13th and 14th, I believe he'll be at the Huntington County Library with his latest lecture and song. All the programs and concerts that Jennifer and I talk about are available to view on our webpage, hclibrary.us. So if you want more information, go there. There's an event calendar. That's there, too, that you can sign up for these programs. Reservations are requested since a lot of them do fill up. And we like to accommodate as many people as possible. And all these programs are free and open to the public, of course, thanks to generous gifts from the Friends of the Huntington County Library and the grant from the Huntington County Cultural Heritage Commission. So the evening programs at the Huntington County Library in November, on Wednesday, November 6th, that's next Wednesday, at 7 p.m., classical violinist David Podols is doing a program called the Vive la France. Jennifer, here, I can tell you more about that one. He'll showcase and perform music of French classical composers and French waltzes, as well as some French movie music. What's that, like Gigi? What other French movies do we know? And also instrumental versions of chanson style that is incredibly definitive of French music culture, such as works by Edith Piaf and Charles Anzavour. You will be brought on a whimsical musical journey through the cafes of Paris, as well as the inviting French countryside. Vive la France! With virtuoso violinist David Podols. And then on Wednesday, November 20th, get you ready for Thanksgiving, we have the Stonehearth Bluegrass Band. That's members of the old Beth Coleman Bluegrass Band that was so popular for many years around here. They'll be performing for us in the meeting room of the Huntington County Library starting at 7 p.m. Once again, Wednesday, November 20th. So hope to see you at those concerts. And then we have our two traditional holiday concerts in December, the Eric Mantel Quartet, a jazz holiday on Wednesday, December 4th, and it will be repeated on Thursday, December 12th at the North County Branch Library. And then the final concert of this 2019 will be the 100 and Harmonizers Holiday Show. This is the whole barbershop chorus performing for you. They have kind of like a little bit of a variety show, plus great music, and it's always been very popular. And then we'll kick off a whole new... I already have two programs. I got one for January. The Summer Swing Orchestra, or a smaller version of it, Jennifer, will be performing in January at the Hunter County Library. And I've booked Paul Passaccia back.
The classical pianist.
Just excellent. He lives in New York City. To come here, I requested a song that he performed too, Bumble Boogie. Very difficult piano piece. He said he could perform it. He's going to do it for us. I'd love to see it too. Because I've seen people perform that, and it's just, I don't know how people can play the piano like that, to be quite honest.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you...
I don't know. I don't want to keep talking.
It sounded like there was more.
There is always more.
There is always more. And we have a couple of speakers this fall on the 19th of November, Tuesday night. We have Ann Thornton from MSI Plumbing. She's going to talk about simple home repairs and simple home maintenance, so you don't need too many home repairs.
Very valuable.
And on December 3rd, after the gingerbread, well, before and after the gingerbread, before the gingerbread ceremony, we will have the 100 Central High School Fiddlers providing a little pre-gaming music.
Tuesday, December 3rd. That starts at 5 p.m.
At 7 p.m., we are going to have Christmas traditions with Kevin Weiss. So if you are not in the holiday spirit by the end of December 3rd, we can't help.
As well as a gingerbread craft day happening all day on December 3rd in the Youth Services Department. That's also advertised on the bookmark for November.
True story.
Do you like this bookmark, Jennifer?
I do.
I don't know if I've ever done gingerbread houses before. I'm going to get flack for doing something Christmassy in November, aren't I?
Probably.
Is that what's going to happen?
I would think so.
Okay, we're going to go to our last commercial break, and then we'll come back with some Halloween trivia right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Lemberry, Jim Thatch, and Jim Gano will be in shortly to take care of business.
All right, let's play some trivia.
Okay.
You had a Halloween trivia last night at Lone Eagle. Actually, everyone dressed up in costumes. One person dressed up as me as a trivia host. I got that picture. It was good. So it was a lot of clever costumes.
Where's the picture?
It's on my friend's phone. I can send it to you.
Send it to me.
Yeah, wore like a wig. It was, maybe a little creepy. I don't know. You did a good job there, but obviously put some effort into it.
Good.
The funny part was, though, during the music round, one of the teams was dressed, and they won, of course, because Lone Eagle was the judge, and one team dressed like all the varieties of Lone Eagle beer.
Oh, that was clever.
And one of the Lone Eagle beers was called More Cowbell. So the one woman, I forget how she was dressed. But during the music round, one of the songs was Don't Fear the Reaper. With the, you ever see the Saturday Night Live skit with More Cowbell? You're the third person. It's probably the most famous Saturday Night Live skit of all time, where Blue Oyster Cult is recording Don't Fear the Reaper, and Will Ferrell is playing the cowbell like so obnoxiously that the other band members are getting mad at him.
Oh, that's funny.
But the producer comes in, keeps coming in and going, that's not enough cowbell. I need more cowbell. So, and Will Ferrell just, it's hilarious. But this woman had a cowbell with her. So they're playing the song. She gets up and starts acting like Will Ferrell, hitting the cowbell, perfect timing to the song. It was pretty
funny.
Did
they dress like a bottle of beer, or did they?
They were like, they were different names, so they kind of, one was a blueberry beer, so they had all blue on. It was clever.
Here's an interesting piece of trivia. Blue Oyster Cult was the first, probably the first rock, it was the first rock concert I ever saw live.
Really?
Uh-huh. At the old Spectrum.
Well, that's surprising. Were they good?
Yes.
Don't Fear the Reaper, and what's the other? Burning for You. That's the only two songs I know of theirs. Okay, Jennifer, a lot of Halloween theme questions for you.
10 minutes, go.
Okay, all these answers just feature a word that would make you think of Halloween.
Okay.
What is the nickname of the ship's doctor on the original Star Trek series?
Dr. Spock.
Okay. The ship's doctor was Gerald McCoy. They called him Bones.
Why would that think of Bones? Okay.
Okay. Not getting above your head, are we? Bones,
yeah,
Halloween,
mm-hmm.
Skeletons. Okay, what is the name of the inn frequented by students of Hogwarts in the Harry Potter movies?
Nope.
Three Broomsticks. What body of water originally connected the cities of Buffalo and Albany, New York? The Erie Canal.
You know, I was going to say that, but I thought, what does that have to do with Halloween?
Eerie. Yes, Jennifer.
It's a homophone.
Robin Zander, Nick Nielsen, Tom Peterson, and Bunny Carlos are members of what Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted group? They were inducted in 2016. Cheap Trick. You ever seen the movie Rocky?
Yes.
Who was the first opponent we see Rocky fight in the first Rocky movie? Spider Rico. The Earp brothers were marshals of this western U.S. town during the early 1880s.
Tombstone.
Correct. Some of the songwriter and record producer's biggest hits were Be My Baby, and Then He Kissed Me, and Da Do Ron Ron.
I only know the Do Ron Ron, Sean Cassidy.
Phil Spector. Wall of Sound. Phyllis Diller frequently mentioned her husband in her act. What was his name? Or supposedly his name.
Did you use Alice Ghostly in anything?
No.
That would have been a good one. Nope.
Fang. Captain Daniel Gregg was one of the title characters in this late 1960s TV sitcom. Ghost and Mrs. Muir. What fictional place was the home of King Kong before he was captured and taken away?
Nope.
Skull Island. What is another name? What is another term for dowsing, which is an attempt to locate underground water reserves by unscientific methods?
Something witch.
Very good. Water witching. That is correct. Okay, Jennifer, did I scare you? All of the answers contained the letters B-O-O in that order.
Okay.
Or boo. This man is famous for killing someone on April 14th, 1865.
John Wilkes Booth.
Correct. A remote, thinly settled rural area is also known as what?
Boondocks.
Very good. What quarterback led the Cincinnati Bengals to Super Bowl 23? But lost to the 49ers.
Boomer Esiason.
Very good. This movie stars Ryan Gosling as Noah Calhoun. The Notebook. Life could be a dream if I could take you up to paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom.
Shaboom is correct. Parker Brothers describes this board game as the game of unspeakable fun.
Taboo.
Very good. This man was second best-selling artist behind Elvis Presley in the late 1950s with hit songs like April Love and Love Letters in the Sand. Very good.
You had April Love?
Uh-huh. You're a Pat Boone fan, huh? This was a common name for the burial grounds of gunfighters.
Bootstrap Hill.
Just Boot Hill.
Boot Hill.
1997 movie stars Burt Reynolds as Jack Horner and Julianne Moore as Amber Waves. Boogie Nights. What was the name of the Jazz Age flapper animated cartoon character created by Max Fleischer in 1930? Correct. And then this word is a noun that means work or activity that is wasteful or pointless but gives the appearance of having value.
Boondoggle.
Very good. Why are you like doubting yourself? Okay, Jennifer, where should we trick or treat? All the answers begin with a letter in the words trick or the word treat. So there's the three T's right in trick or treat.
Right.
Or the R, so it's got to be in one of the letters that appear in trick or treat. This beach is located between Bradley Beach and Belmar on the Jersey Shore. Bradley Beach and Belmar, which beach is right between them?
Avalon.
Oh, very close. Avon. Avon by the Sea. What specific place is mentioned in the Marines hymn that would fit this category?
Tripoli.
Very good. Located along the southern border of Russia, what is the largest landlocked country in the world?
China is not landlocked. Is it?
That is correct, it Jennifer. No, China is not landlocked. Unless the South China Sea dries up at some point.
Russia. Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan is correct. Oh, wow. Plans have been announced to close this famous prison located between Queens and the Bronx in New York
Rikers
City.
Island.
What is the capital of Kansas?
Pika.
Very good. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is located in what city?
I have a question, and it's too late to start thinking about this now. But is each letter used only once?
Yes. Trick or treat, that's 10 letters.
Shoot.
There's 10 questions.
Shoot, I should have been.
But, I mean, the trick or treat has three T's, obviously.
Right, but I should have been, like, crossing them off.
Yeah, you should have been. Pro Football Hall of Fame?
The city?
Yes.
I don't know.
Canton, Ohio. Arizona State University is located in what city?
Tempe, Arizona.
Very good. How'd you know that?
I don't know.
What U.S. state has the nickname the Gem State?
I don't know.
Idaho. What is the name of the river Julius Caesar crossed that started the Roman Civil War? It's also become a saying for something that Rubicon. You can't take back. Yes. Rubicon is correct. And finally, what is the only street besides Church Street that intersects Broad Street in Flemington that fits the category?
Emory.
Very good. Emory Avenue is correct. Nicely done. Okay, we've got a couple minutes left. I'll give you a couple of movie monsters, see if you can see if you know what movie they're from. The people were able to match them, but I don't think we have time to write them and match them.
It's 11:53 here. Well, let's just give it. I'll give it a shot.
Unless you want to write them down real quick.
I'm running. I've run out of them. All right, go ahead.
Star Wars: Return of the Jedi. Nightmare Before Christmas. Okay, ready?
I'm not going to know these.
Okay, Stripe is a monster from a movie. Gremlins. See, that's correct. Why are you downing yourself?
That's what I do. Everybody needs a hobby.
Celia May.
No. Nightmare Before Elm Street.
Monsters, Inc. She was Mike Wazowski's girlfriend. Xenomorph.
Nope.
Aragog.
Nope.
Smaug.
Nope.
That was the Hobbit. Aragog was Harry Potter, the big spider. Xenomorph was Alien. Audrey 2.
Little Shop of Horrors.
See? Yeah. Correct. Oogie Boogie.
Nope.
Nightmare Before Christmas. Zool. Ghostbusters. The Pale Man.
Nope.
Pan's Labyrinth.
I thought it was going to be like Godzilla and King Kong.
No, that's too easy. What movie is Godzilla from? It's from Godzilla.
I thought you were going to describe Godzilla.
Sarlacc. Nope. It's Star Wars. So you got to match him, so it made it easier.
Not really.
Some teams did very well, Jennifer.
I'm sure.
Okay. So they were all, it was Halloween trivia, but not really all just about Halloween, like what pagan ritual. I don't like those kind of Halloween
trivia. I'd like to remind everybody the library is open on Tuesday, Election Day, even though it is a county holiday. We will be open our usual hours, 9 to 9.
But we will be closed.
On Election Day.
No, on Veterans Day.
Veterans Day, Monday the 11th. And then remember the Saturday night when you before you go to bed, if you still have any analog clocks or clocks that do not automatically reset themselves, and the daylight savings time. Already. It's crazy.
It is. It's so dark in the morning. We need it.
I know. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you. And now, till we meet again.
Night.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The teachers union in Chicago has approved a tentative labor agreement. However, kids are still not back in their classrooms today. That after Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot refused to grant the striking teachers' demands to add school days to make up for 2 weeks of classes canceled by the walkout.
Tonight, I'm gravely disappointed that the CTU has declined to end the strike and ensure children are back in their classrooms tomorrow.
Days after UAW workers go back to work at General Motors, Ford and the UAW have just reached a deal that's apparently going to prevent a strike.
The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
Charlie Slows is heard on DC's The Fan, the Nationals beating the Astros in Game 7 to win their first ever series. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Wildfires are still scorching California north and south. In Northern California, the Kincade Fire is finally about 45% contained. Cal Fire spokesman Tom Porter says it is still just only a wake-up call to just how bad this fire season's probably going to be.
We've had a long and slow season thus far before all of this, and this has been kind of the point at which we've really turned on our season.
The first formal vote on an impeachment investigation in the U.S. House is going to happen shortly on Capitol Hill, as the U.S. House Rules Committee did pass a resolution late last night that includes the establishment of procedures for the investigation, including public hearings. Republicans offered up a slew of amendments. Democrats shot most of them down. The Labor Department reporting first-time claims for jobless benefits rose to 218,000 last week, 5,000 more than the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Cuba Gooding Jr. due in a Manhattan courtroom in a little while to face new charges in his sexual misconduct case. Prosecutors say they've heard from at least a dozen additional women who now say the Academy Award winner either sexually harassed or touched them. He's denying all of the allegations. Sony says its online cable alternative PlayStation View is shutting down in January. Why? Well, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The company blames the move on the high cost of content and the difficulty of network deals. View was launched in 2015 as a cheaper version of cable or satellite TV. It was a test case for a TV alternative alongside Dish's Sling TV and later a slew of copycats from DirecTV, Google, Hulu, and others. But customer growth has slowed and even dropped for many of those services as prices rose and they added more channels. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And health experts say do not eat too much black licorice this Halloween. They point to an FDA alert that was issued a couple of years ago that found that black licorice can contain a chemical compound that can cause the body's potassium levels to fall rapidly, and that can be a problem for heart patients or those with high blood pressure. Yes, I'm in the club. And find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about a key consideration you should think about before applying for your next job, why as a business owner you should never stop learning. I'll have 5 tips for saving and paying down debt, and I'll give you tips on how to avoid employee fraud. It's Thursday, October 31st, 2019, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. And I'll be taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business. And working overtime. Working out. Well, good afternoon, everybody, on this Halloween.